a man gun. I'm 8 years old, and here's my scream. Goodbye.
Hello, Mr. Whitehead. It's approximately 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon, October the 19th. No two people cry the same way. I wonder whether this could apply to screams as well. You should know by now. I may do some research on that. Meanwhile, to add to your screamscape...
Screaming is a part of my dreaming. It happens only at night.
Can I go again?
This is what I think of your stupid, wanky scream idea.
Kill him! Kill a wild man! Kill a wild man that you kill! I want a wild man! They're killing me! They're inside me!
Bear with me while I phone a new extension line here in the ABC, a new service that's provided at the moment. 1312, that's the extension. Going through. You know what they like, these ABC phones. They're absolutely appalling. I'm getting the control room through here on the intercom. Dave, could you turn the intercom off? That's it. Just bear with us. Okay, well, we won't have the phone going into the screen room just yet. But anyway, I can tell you it is a new service here at the ABC. Your 8 cents a day gives you a chance of not only screaming down the telephone, and people are actually doing it, as you can hear.
Hello. My name is Caitlin O'Connor. I live in Goulburn. Here is my special... end of a hard day in year six, scream. Thank you.
Is that all? Okay, but they're very varied, infinitely varied screams, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And they seem to take on a life of their own. You start off screaming at one point and you'll end up at another.
Yeah, and at the Institute we're fond of saying that that everyone screams, but everyone screams alone.
Oh, yes, I wish I'd had that in my introduction. That's a wonderful line. Sounds a bit like an S&M bondage.
Well, I know, and screams happen at this borderline of pleasure and pain, and and we do encourage people to invite their friends or into the scream room or set up whatever situation they want, which will help them to access their innermost scream.
Are these screams confidential? We're not going to...
Absolutely. Well, there's no way, since it's strictly a radio project, there's no way to match screams with bodies. Once we have the screams, only the screams remain.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with them?
Hello, Gregory. In the broadcast this morning, October 17th, the interviewer remarked that some of your samples sounded like an SM scene. Having some experience in that area, I'd like to leave some ideas and examples of screams from, as you said, the border of pain and pleasure. Some submissives, or masochists if you prefer, like to take as much corporal punishment as possible in silence. But to many of us, we enjoy it more if we allow ourselves to vocalise and not hold back. Screams and related yells, cries and gasps are enjoyable, liberating, even cathartic to the one lucky enough to suffer.